Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me and He also created you.
It's us doing. Welcome to our beautiful fans. It is Monday. Say hey.
I thought you were going to say it's Monday Night Raw.
No. No. The expectation you had on your face, you're like, yeah, say it.
So why is it Monday?
No. You thought I'd actually feel good vibes. You with your girl, DJ Carrie. Hey. And DJ Easy, and we have a guest today, our lovely dog, Patchy.
Our dog, Patchy, is here with us.
Would you like to say hi, Patch? Okay, he smelt it there. She smelt it. That's a good thing.
Yeah, she smelt it.
As long as she smelt it. Welcome, everybody, to the best show you'll ever listen to in your life. The best way to start your day is with a good vibe. Definitely. And you just enjoyed a beautiful song. Beautiful song. What was the song, Patchy? Bet she doesn't remember the song. But it's okay. You enjoyed an awesome song by Act of Worship, Endless Victory. Victory, victory.
Is that how it goes?
No, not actually.
Okay.
I just thought I'd take my own twist, you know?
Okay.
Put some juice on it. Put some spice on it. Our topic today is, what are you famous for?
Why?
I think there's a lot of people in this world that are famous for something, like in their communities, you know? And people see them, they're like, and people say, do you know Israel? I'm like, oh yeah, I know him.
Oh, great.
So that's what we're talking about today. Because you don't necessarily have to be like rich or anything to be famous, you know, to be well known. People will just know you, like I said, in their communities, they'll be like, oh, I know them. They're the George family, and they live in 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. doesn't fucking mean much. But anyway,
what, Sydney?
42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. When Dorothy was living. Okay, if that's your address, I apologize. For saying it on
air. They did it to themselves.
That is, was from a movie. So the meaning of famous is, it's actually an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just basically what I said it was. It's well known, being in the public eye.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, you don't have to be rich to be in the public eye. So when people see you, what do they think you are famous for? Like, what do they know you about? Like, when they think of Israel, what do they say? Like, oh, Israel, the hoops guy. Or, oh, Israel, yeah, he's the guy that has like 572 PlayStation games. Or, what do they say when they look at you? Like, oh,
depends on the person, isn't it?
Mm, well, it could be something negative.
Oh, well, yeah, if someone
Israel,
came up,
the handsome guy. Stole my girl.
If someone came up to you and said, do you know a guy named Ezra, how would you describe me? If they say I know who, do you know an Ezra, how would you describe me to confirm that they're talking about me?
As the tall-ish guy, good looking, like in complexion. He has a dimple on his left cheek, is it that guy? Oh, probably. Oh, the guy that does the hoops. Oh, no, he's the guy that. I'll just describe you as, I don't know. I'll probably say, oh, why don't you tell me who you're looking for? He'll be like, I'm sure they'll be like, what? I just asked you, do you know the guy? I didn't ask you for old scrubs. It would be quite funny. So, well, if people, you know, especially like when it comes to friends and family, what do they think? What is the perspective of you as far as being well known in the family?
What?
When your friends and family talk about you. Your face.
I don't know.
So you've never heard your family say anything about you.
Our family and friends.
You need to swap with somebody.
They probably just say, you know, the one with the hair, I guess.
So you're famous for your hair.
Yeah.
Israel, the one with her.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. That's good. Now, people, when they speak about me, I make good flapjacks.
When people speak about you, it's they like say the girl who fell two stories before escalator. That's what they think when they talk about.
I actually did make the herald in 14 of us. So, yes, I take full fame for that. People still do. You know, actually...
I'm sure
when
you go to PE, they're like, aren't you that one who failed
that day? Well, I had a cousin last week, and we was talking, and she's like, wow, just looking back, are you still known for the flying girl? Because you flew.
The flying girl.
I said, I didn't fly anywhere.
Just fell.
Okay, it was an accident. It wasn't meant to be falling from anywhere. So, in the family, people know me as the flapjack girl. No, I make good flapjacks. It's like a pastry that you make. For some reason, I'm the only one that can make it. No one else wants to make it.
And they don't want to learn.
They try, and it just comes out completely wrong. Singing. People know me as the singing girl. You know, when I was in primary school, I wasn't very popular. People knew me as the girl that sings, you know, people say, where's Karen? Like, oh, the one that sings, oh, she's there. Mm-hmm. So that's just, you know, what people knew me as. I'm also known as the funny one.
Yeah.
I think you're also known as the funny one in the family.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is.
If my classmates would ask me, you know, as Ezra, they'd probably say, the nice one.
The good looking one.
They just want to invite me to his wedding. So I steal his wife.
Oh my gosh. So you don't have to be on a billboard or have lots of money to be famous for one thing, especially if you live in a close-knit community.
You can be on a billboard and broke.
That's the other thing. Just depending how you spend your money, I guess.
Yeah.
Because obviously you do get paid for being on the billboard.
Yeah.
But also just how you squander your cash would probably have a negative effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
We will be known as the person that spent his last of money in less than a year.
Yeah.
There's a guy on YouTube. I'm not going to mention names or anything.
I mentioned it. Why are you protecting me?
It's a personal issue. It's something negative.
It's not personal anymore.
He won $2 million.
Yeah.
And in less than a year, he spent all that money. And he actually couldn't show what he did with it.
Yeah. So what did you do? I just stayed home.
Played poker with myself and lost everything.
I was just eating.
So you don't have to be rich and famous to do something that will make you famous.
Yeah.
Did I just say that rich and famous? Yeah. You don't have to be.
It's fine, Karen.
You don't have to be rich to be famous. It can be little things that you do. There was one lady in the area that we lived in. She was a beautiful lady, and I think she passed on a few years back. She was known as the free hugs lady. You know, she used to go around in the community and just give free hugs.
That's,
you know,
why she died. COVID.
It was years ago. And she would just, you know, she was a retired granny, basically.
Mm.
And she would just walk around. She would just hug, you know, the students, or she'll hug elderly people, encourage the homeless, things like that. And that is what she was famous for. And then also just be a spirit of helping people, you know, making food, cooking food. I think we were famous for the street kids that we used to feed, you know. They looked up to us, you know. And I think that was the most beautiful thing, being famous for helping other children and feeding the homeless and helping the hungry. Some people are famous for things they don't even like doing. Like that movie that we watched the other day, Center Stage, where she was so good at the ballet and she just didn't like doing it, but she was famous for doing it. You know, people looked up to her and saw that, wow, she's so good at dancing. And the sad thing was, she just didn't have the passion for it, but it was something that she was good at.
Mm. Could so be known for being like really pale.
Like Seamus.
Or like, you know, one of those hairy people.
Why?
I was like, do you know Damien? The hairy one. Yeah.
He's bad, right?
Yeah, I know Damien. He's a
Oh, you could do just like someone that's just really, really, really tall.
Like Shave Damien. Oh, yeah, like V. Ari V is tall. Oh, Dean. Dean was tall as well.
Mm.
Dylan is quite tall.
He for his age, he's quite tall.
Oh, Dylan?
Yeah.
He's been tall for been that height for the past 6 years.
He's been tall.
He hasn't grown.
You make it sound like he's been that way for a while.
He hasn't grown in 14 years. He had one growth spurt, so that was all he needed.
So if you have, like, just a general gift, like something small, like feeding someone,
mm-hmm.
making music, being a DJ,
mm-hmm.
like myself, I know, thank you. Mm-hmm. Or being a presenter,
mm-hmm.
or something tiny, can make you famous. And it can also obviously help you grow into a certain area or
mm-hmm.
place in your life
mm-hmm.
where you think, wow, I thought this little thing couldn't take me anywhere, but
you
look
could
at me
now. Famous for being an idiot.
No, I don't.
You could. I knew one at school.
If there are out of all things, just the first thing that comes to your mind.
I'm going to disclose his name to protect his privacy, but let's just say his name is Kowalski.
Kowalski?
Like, do you know Kowalski? This is like, Kowalski? And I was like, yeah, oh, you mean, oh, that one, ish. Yeah, yeah. He's over there.
It's like in the movie Shrek, looking for Arthur. And he's like, oh, that loser. Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a loser, but everyone knew him. So he was well known. He was famous for being a loser.
He can be famous for a lot of things. He can be famous for having an egg-shaped head. Like Carl.
Like the battery says, we're going back and you're gonna be our father.
Said, why are you bald in front but you have hair in the back? It's just the way it is. This piece left, the other one stayed. Yeah, oh, let it be real. Let it be real.
So there's a lot of people that actually see that kind of negativity as a downfall in their lives, but people still acknowledge you, whether it's good or bad. I'm not saying be bad or where you'll always be a ridiculously hilarious, idiot-ish person. But somewhere in your life, it will bring you joy. And people will see you like, oh, okay, it can lighten someone's day. Like, hey, you know, when I was in school, you know, they used to call me Tony P. Pants because, you know, I had an accident one day. And I became famous by...
We all had accidents.
You know, them calling me Tony Peepers. And some children never forget that. Like, so up into your college or varsity, it's like, hey, Tony Peepers, how you doing?
I told a bunch of my friends one time in high school that I crapped myself.
When did that happen?
My friend laughed. My one friend looked at me. He was dying of laughter. The other friend was like, hey, Ezra, are you lying? If you did, why would you tell us?
Just randomly openly telling them, girls, I need to tell you something. I was little and pooped in my pants.
No, I told them, like, no, just last week.
Last week?
And then my one friend was like, Dad, I don't believe you. Why would you tell us?
That is like so low. That's like on the down low.
Like that, Derek.
Derek.
I can say I never have myself.
So you can be famous for a lot of things. Like Ezra and I grew up in church our whole lives. So
yeah.
Mostly me. And people knew us
mostly.
As... People knew us as, oh, you're the pastor's kid, you know?
The what?
The pastor's
kid. Our father
kid.
Was never a pastor.
The PK. They'll be like, oh,
our pastor was
PK
never
the... Our pastor was
the
never
the... Our pastor was never our father.
They knew him as that. So whenever, you know, in that community, whenever...
child.
Whenever people have the title of being a pastor, automatically they think you're one. Like, if you just rock up and say, hey, I'm a pastor, and everyone's like,
oh. I'm the pastor.
So I think, you know, having that title, everyone saw us as, oh, pastor's kid. The excitement that they saw us. So it can be anything. It doesn't have to be a
falling
issue
off an escalator.
You're not going to let that go, are you? It doesn't have to be falling off an escalator. It doesn't have to be anything extreme. Like the lady in our community, sharing hugs, that you can be known for that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're feeling down or anything and you're walking in her area and you see her, you're like, hey, Auntie Maggie. And she'll just come.
Yeah.
Hey, hello, my child.
Fuzzy Puggy.
Give you a hug. Fuzzy Puggy. No, I don't think she'll say that. You turned on Active FM Good Vibes. And we hope that you're enjoying the show so far. Yeah, they are. I can feel deep down that they are.
Yeah.
We're going to get to you after this new song. Awesome song. Beautiful song. Israel likes this song. I think it's his favorite song.
Say it already.
You Know by Evan and Iris.
Stream
Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
And we're back!
Yay!
Welcome back to Monday Night Raw! Welcome back to Monday Active FM Good Vibes with your girl DJ Carrie and DJ Wickedy Easy. Okay, try. I won't be famous for beatboxing. That's one thing enough. Our topic today is, what are you famous for? And we've just covered a few things what we're famous for. And also the real meaning of just being famous. You don't have to be rich.
Tony Baker's famous for being funny.
Yeah. Or roll in the dough.
Yeah.
Just as long as you... I think the most important thing of being famous is, you know, bringing change to someone's life. You know, I think if you have a good compassionate heart, you'll...
Like Hitler.
Huh?
You said bringing change.
No, not
you
bad
didn't say
change.
What change.
Good kind of change. To bring world peace.
Adolf.
Adolf.
Adolf Hitler.
No.
Oh, yeah. There was one father who... I saw this on Instagram. When was it? Yesterday or the day before?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the son, for his birthday, asked for an iPad or something.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandfather misunderstood him. And he bought a book of Hitler. And when the boy opened it, the father was like, what is this? And then the father was like, is this I don't know, iPad. What I don't.
Oh my God.
The way the father looked, he was like, where did this book come from? How did you find this?
So we're just going to give you three examples of people who are famous for weird yet funny things.
I'll never buy my nephew an Adolf Hitler book, even if he asked me. I want a book on Hitler.
So, our first weird yet funny famous guy is Dave Johnson. So
who's Dave Johnson?
I'll tell you now. Dave Johnson is one day
Johnson and Johnson.
No, sorry. I don't think they're related though. One day in the early 1980s, one day Dave Johnson just decided to wake up and dress like a tree, and he started jumping out behind other trees in public, scaring everyone. And a little while after that, he became really well known and famous in San Francisco, where he actually earned up to $60,000 a year of tips scaring people. And he became famous.
No, that won't happen, yeah.
No, it won't.
If you scare them, you won't survive.
He'll be like, ah! Yeah. What are you doing? I think our reflexes are much more intense.
You'll get mugged by the police.
But then in 2004, the mayor and the people that were running San Francisco actually wanted to shut him down and take him off the streets.
Why?
Because a lot of tourists were complaining that it's not a good thing and it's not a good name for San Francisco.
That's
and
why
then,
I said that would have never happened. It's only San Francisco.
Eventually they took it to court and he actually won the case, and he continued doing it until the early ages of 2014, when he died in January.
Did he scare himself to death?
I'm not sure. He got really ill, and well, he actually did it until the last few weeks when he was admitted into hospital, and then he died. And the kids actually enjoyed it. They joined in, you know, standing behind some funky bush. He literally just dressed in a bush like camouflage and came out of the bushes.
If he spoke, I would have said, is that you, Lord? Why is the bush burning?
Bush movies. But he actually made $60,000 a year from tips, so he actually made quite a good living, you know, scaring people. And then our second one is Penny Wingo. Penny Wingo. In 1931, he was talking to his buddies. He's like, yo man, we just started a trend. People will know about us and they'll start talking about us. And then he started walking backwards. I'm sure you've heard about this guy. He just randomly just started walking backwards just to, you know, start a trend and let people know that, you know, he needs to be famous for something. He actually walked 13,000 kilometers
backwards. Who was counting?
It's the people that were keeping track, you know, Forrest Gump.
Who keeps track of this? How bored are Americans? Need more jobs.
When we started running, and the news reporters were like, why are you running? Are you doing this for charity?
Why are you running?
Are you doing this for women's rights?
They won't ask you that, yeah.
I just feel like they'll say, go.
They'll ask, are you okay?
So,
do you need help?
And then, unfortunately, he was sent back to his country because he had some border issues. He wanted to cross the border. He was from the States.
Where was he going?
I think he was going to Mexico.
I would also send him back.
So they sent him back. But then, 45 years later, he started again.
Oh.
And he started walking 365 kilometers. Eventually, ended him up on an interview on the Late Night Show, which was quite funny. And they had this whole big interview on what started. And he just wanted to do it because, you know, he was like, hey, you know, we're so bored. Let's just do something funny. His friends probably thought he was a bit cuckoo.
This is why.
But he was like, he was very determined. He was like, hey, I'm walking backwards. You can just picture the workout his legs got, you know.
This is why Ricky Gervais said humanity is the worst thing to happen to this planet. He said Earth would be better off without humans.
I don't think so. No, I don't agree.
I don't agree.
But just think about it. If
you don't see
walk...
a lion walking backwards just because he can. Exactly.
He shouldn't do that. He managed to
only
pull this
only human
off
beings are this with, retarded.
With reflector glasses so you could see what was going on.
He even bought himself glasses.
And he had a sign on the back of his body.
He's not
saying
a car.
He's walking backwards.
Oh.
To make change. Well, a lot of people thought, you know, maybe it's for charity, maybe it's for... And he just did it because, let's just, you know, start a trend.
Mental.
Let's just take a walk. And then our last one is Maggie Adams. I'm sure you know. Margaret.
Did she make the 2-minute noodles?
No, she didn't make the 2-minute noodles.
Maggie's 2-minute noodles.
Her name is Maggie Bun on YouTube. And she became famous by just staring into the camera. She was just like, She just, for hours.
There's a video game like that.
Just stared into the camera, which is quite weird. And eventually...
It's like that guy who eats pages with Nicolas Cage's face on.
Why is he doing that?
You just told me what these three people are doing. And you're asking why he's eating pages with Nicolas Cage's face on.
She actually became famous, and then she's actually from Japan. A show started playing. A show started playing on Japan's television.
Why?
People started just looking at her, looking at them, which was quite weird. Her videos are so good that she got 12 million views per video.
How is that good?
Awesome. She's also almost got at least 6.3 million subscribers. I'm sure it's more now.
Just eat Nicolas Cage.
Just by looking into the camera. So if you just randomly want to start a YouTube channel,
I'll rather eat Nicolas Cage.
And just look at them. Just picture how weird that is.
Nicolas Cage.
Your family is watching TV and you're just looking at us, staring at you. That would be fun. But she became famous by doing this. People started,
I bet you $100 she moves.
People started liking what she does. And she'll just go, like, randomly, like, in her backyard or to the waterfalls and just just keep her phone and just stare at you. She won't say, like, hey, konnichiwa, nothing like that. She'll just randomly just stare into the camera. So, if you want to be famous for something random and weird,
just let yourself just let it shine through.
If you want to be famous for something ridiculously weird, these are good examples that you can do.
Super smooth.
But obviously you have to start small and work your way up, which is really, really fun.
And let your soul glow.
Yeah, let your soul glow. We hope that you enjoyed our topic today on being famous.
Our topic was on soul glow.
No, soul glow. It's all about people that would like to be famous. So if you want to be famous, go for it. It also doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have money or you have to be rich or whatever the case may be. Being famous is about changing someone's life and making a change in the world. Not
and
like Hitler did, but giving them a good laugh. So before we love and leave you, give my regards to Broadway. Remember me for heroes. You don't know that movie.
Next week we're doing Soul Glow.
And our topic will be Soul Glow for next week. Before we love and leave, you're going to leave with our social media platforms. You can get us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We're also on Facebook /ActiveFM777. You can send us an awesome tweet at ActiveFM. Our awesome website is right there for you, www.activefm.co.za. All our awesome tracks on iTunes Podcast. You can also get us on Google Podcast. We are on YouTube, Spotify, Gabpilla, and Reddit. And our WhatsApp line, drum roll please, Israel. It's 084-505-1166. Let's say it again one more time. 084-505-1166.
Enjoy.
We're going to love and leave you with an awesome song by Hillsongs Unite, Oceans, the Trap Remix.